Fania. Hey everybody, this is Mike, also known as @WrestleWatcher in the world of Twitter. And earlier today I received a Twitter notification from my cousin, you know him as Brandon, or @WrestleBrand. And he broke the news that AJ Lee had retired from WWE in-ring action. And I immediately saw the update coming in from the app as well that, yeah, she has officially retired. I find it interesting that it says in-ring action, but I assume that means she is officially done and over with, at least for now, as the AJ Lee character in WWE. We wanted to do a mini episode here at WrestleFania just to give our thoughts. I sent an email out to a bunch of my wrestling friends. And unfortunately, I only received one reply from WrestleBrand. And he sent me about two and a half hours of audio that I edited down to a nice 5-minute package, just giving his thoughts. And before you hear his, I just wanted to give mine on the whole situation. You know, I tweeted back to him. I go, I'm surprised, and yet I'm not surprised. And I think he shares the same sentiment. In fact, I think he probably rips it off of me. But it's a strange thing for me to have to bring her husband into this, but it's part of the situation. You know, she worked for WWE for years. Her husband, CM Punk, and the WWE didn't have the most amicable breakup. And that's well-known history for any wrestling fan out there. And you wonder if part of that relationship soured her relationship with WWE and how she looks at them. Maybe how they look at her, you have to wonder. But WWE is a business, and I think someday if CM Punk wanted to come back to wrestling, they'd figure out a way to bring him back. And they also see that AJ Lee is a huge star and puts butts in seats. Maybe not yours, maybe not mine, but there's a bunch of you know, teenage girls out there who love her. And if they're going to go, they want to go to see their favorite wrestler, and that was AJ Lee. They're the ones buying the shirts, the hats, the socks. I assume they probably sell socks. They're the ones buying her theme song on iTunes. She was a big draw for them, probably the biggest draw in the divas slash women's division. And I would think they would want to keep the relationship going, but it's not an easy job, as I know, because I've never done it. So I can speak on that. It's a tough job, constantly on the road, putting your body on the line every single night. Long road, a lot of travel. You know, it's something that you have to love. If you're not 100% devoted to it, then it's probably better that you're not doing it. Now, I'm speculating because I'm trying to figure out why. Why did she retire? Did she retire because she had fear of injury? Did she retire because she just didn't have love for it anymore? Did she retire because her husband didn't want her to do it anymore? Just all these different theories that I'm sure a lot of blogs out there are going to be spinning. The WWE.com had like a 2-sentence line on it. Nothing, no real detail. They wish her the best. Me personally, I don't think it's the last time we're going to hear her theme song. I don't think it's the last time we're going to see her in the ring. But I say that because of the history of wrestlers. So many people have come and gone. You think they're really gone. And then they come back for whatever reason. Someone of her high level of popularity, you'd think WWE would definitely want her back. If she wants to come back. Her husband is a very unique guy. And she's obviously a very unique girl. You'd think, because they're a husband and wife, they must have some similar beliefs, and you just wonder if she's ready for the next chapter in her life, whether that's working in some other capacity, whether that's just being a full-time wife, whether she wants to have a child. These are the kind of things that come up in a lot of people's lives, and it's just because she's in the public eye in basically a traveling circus that is nonstop, comes to a point where you're ready to move on with your life before it's too late. She got out with what seems to be, you know, relative health. She went out on top with a big win at WrestleMania. She did win, right? I honestly have very little memory of that match, but I'm pretty sure I saw them hugging in the ring. So they did win. And she's going out as, I would say, the most popular diva. And I don't give two shits about the people that are doing Total Divas. That's great and all. That's wonderful to bring more eyeballs to the product. But as far as, you know, if you just took the wrestlers and put them in the level of popularity, AJ is easily at the top. And I think Paige is probably going to be right there as well. And the Bellas, they really just get on my nerves. So I could take them or leave them, and preferably leave them. But with the top star in the Divas division leaving the WWE, that leaves a void that I hope Paige can fill with having a little more exposure, and also perhaps bring in somebody from NXT. The big names that I've seen floating around are Charlotte and Bayley. I would think that Sasha is going to stick around in NXT for at least one more year. And as much as I like Bayley, I think Charlotte could come in and kick some serious ass and be taken seriously, jump right in with both feet and just be shot with a rocket up her ass to the top of the Divas division. But that's kind of what the WWE has to do now. They need to figure out where they're going with their storyline, because one of their lead characters has decided to retire. And you can't blame her. You know, it's not an easy life. As I know, sitting on a couch talking into my iPhone, the tough life of living on the road as a professional wrestler. It's the kind of thing that I've only guessed about because I have no idea what I'm talking about. So I've rambled on long enough. You speculate why someone so popular would leave. You can't help but think if there's an influence from her husband. And you just wonder what the WWE is going to do to fill the character void that AJ provided. To me, she was my favorite diva and the most popular one. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see if someone currently on the main roster or someone from NXT can come in and kick some ass. Hopefully they will. But that's enough from me. Coming up next year, you're going to hear from, I mean, he likes to think of himself as the co-host of WrestleFania. He's kind of like an intern, you know. We don't pay him. He's really good at getting coffee for us, and sometimes we turn the microphone on. But it's Brandon. Please try to listen to the whole thing. It's not going to be easy. I tried to edit down as much as I could. I took about 97% out of it. But anyway, here's Brandon.
All right, this is Brandon, a.k.a. at WrestleBrand, the co-host of WrestleFania. Actually, the main host of WrestleFania. At WrestleWatcher, my cousin Mike is my stunt double, if you will, my personal assistant. He is the Mizdow of WrestleFania. But I digress. Not too long ago, the wrestling world received word that AJ Lee has announced her retirement from the WWE. And really, all of wrestling. My initial reaction was that I was surprised. The more I think about it, the less surprising it is. She becomes another diva in a long line of divas to announce an early retirement. You go back to the Attitude Era stars, Trish Stratus, Lita, they were there for years, accomplished pretty much everything they could ever accomplish in the WWE. But still, they could have kept going. They were young. They could still get it done in the ring. They announced their retirements. Then, more recently, you have Beth Phoenix, who retired early. Kelly Kelly, a great loss for the wrestling community. Kelly Kelly announcing her retirement. And now, AJ Lee. I think this is a big blow to the Divas division. They have a lot of talent there. Paige being probably the most talented on the main roster. You have the Bellas, who have greatly improved in the ring and are definitely over and noticeable to even some of the mainstream because of the Total Divas show. And you have a lot of talented women like Alicia Fox, who might not get the attention or the pushes that they deserve, but are very talented. You have Natalya there. But still, AJ Lee losing her, I think, is a major blow to the Divas division. I think that she was hands down the most popular woman wrestler there. She was perhaps the only one who was flirted with the main events, besides maybe the Bellas. Definitely, with the possible exception of Paige and Natalya, the best in-ring performer in the division. Huge merchandise seller for the WWE. I think that this is, again, a big blow. The biggest question I have, and I think the question that is on a lot of people's minds, is why? Is it for personal reasons? Does she want to leave the WWE? Does she want to have children, perhaps? Is it a CM Punk related issue? Her husband, CM Punk, of course, with the big fall to the WWE. Maybe that severed her relationship a bit with the promotion. That is purely speculation on my part. Or maybe she really felt she has accomplished what she wanted to accomplish. She's tired, she's burnt out, it's hard to travel on the road. And enough was enough. And she decided it was time to move on. And there's nothing that says she cannot return in the future. But it would really be interesting as we get more information to see why she decided to retire. And perhaps we'll never find out. But I hope for her sake and for the sake of the WWE and for the sake of seeing her again in the future that she left on good terms with the company. Now, who's going to fill her spot? I think Paige automatically steps up. I think we have all the talented women in NXT. Charlotte is ready for the main roster. Charlotte can easily slide into the Divas division, become a number two babyface right behind Paige. The two of them could have great matches. The two of them could team up even to fight the Bella Twins and whoever else. Charlotte and Natalya could have a great series of matches. I think Charlotte comes in, Paige slides up a spot, and the two of them dominate the division.
See, that was the good stuff. That's the stuff that I left. I mean, can you imagine what I put on the cutting room floor? But you know what? Even better is that he wasn't done. No, a few minutes later, I got another email with another audio file rambling on for another 45 minutes that I just edited down to 2 minutes. And I was going to just fill it with sound effects because, you know, I mean, who wants to hear another 2 minutes of Brandon? Not that you have a choice. Well, I guess you do have a choice, but if you're going to keep listening, here he is again.
So I've already recorded my thoughts on AJ. Just a couple add-ons, though. I think the most impressive thing that AJ did in the WWE was that she left the Divas division in better shape than she found it. The Divas division now means more than it did before. And a lot of that has to do with how over she was and how good of a performer she was. It is a shame, though, that she is leaving at a time where I feel like the Divas division is showing a lot of potential for the first time in a long time. And when the division is starting to get a lot of upward momentum, the whole hashtag give Divas a chance thing really helped start that momentum. And now we're seeing the WWE make changes. Just having a Divas tag team match on the actual WrestleMania 31 card was impressive. That was a stacked card. Usually the Divas match is the first to either get pushed from the show altogether or put on the kickoff show. But they kept it in there on the main card. Then the next night on Raw, arguably the biggest Raw of the year, the Raw after WrestleMania, in the third hour, you have another Divas tag match. And this time they are given an opportunity to actually work a match and tell a story. Was the match fantastic? No, but they're starting to get that chance to make things happen in there. And I'm not a big Divas fan, but I am a big fan of the women's division in NXT. So if that is the direction they're going to start pushing the Divas division towards, I'm a big fan of it. My last thought is, with her leaving, you have to wonder what could have been. She accomplished a lot. She did a lot. But there's one match that I know a lot of WWE fans wanted to see, and that was AJ Lee versus Stephanie McMahon. And that, I guess, is a match that we're not going to see, or at least definitely not anytime soon.
Thank you for listening to WrestleFania. Subscribe on iTunes. It's basically just WrestleMania but with an F instead of the M, so subscribe now. Please. And don't let Brandon's head get too big. It's bad for everyone. Goodbye.